Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
And welcome, everybody. This is Rich Sheban out of Montana. And, boy, I'll tell you, there's so much corruption and breaking news this past week. I almost don't know where to start. I'm going to be going solo today, so you can hear a two-hour monologue. And I'm going to have to almost shortcut everything because I have so much information. But if I had to create a theme today, my theme would be scams, theater, brainwashing, the repetition you hear from the powers that be so you believe their gaslighting lies, incompetence, divide and conquer strategies, lowering the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications, and not to mention sabotage either. But the psyops behind everything is what you really need to pay attention to, folks. The psyops is, I mean, I don't even think they're trying to hide it anymore. It's almost like desperation. It's like, you better believe this or else type thing. So, and when I say sabotage, it's mostly the brainwashing, the hoaxes, the false flags, the lies, the gaslighting, as well as all of our infrastructure like gas, oil, food plants, open borders. Whenever you hear, folks, words like national security, oh, it's for your own good, for the good of the people. It's for safety. It's all BS. Do you think we have open borders with all these people coming over, 70% military-age men? If they weren't trying to take us down in every way, economically, you name it, every way possible. We've talked about all this, and we give the proof. That's what I do. That's what we do on USAPrepares.com. We give facts, proof, evidence. That's another word for it is truth. So when you hear the powers that be using words like misinformation and disinformation, basically, that's synonymous with the alternative media, us, telling the truth. So what we're going to do is showing this proof and facts using published articles and interviews in the public domain. And that's how we try to keep our opinions away from. When we give opinions or comments, it's based on the facts that we give and previous facts that we've given over the past weeks, months, and years regarding, again, published articles and interviews in the public domain. So here we go, folks. It's going to seem like a twilight zone here in the beginning and but probably throughout the whole broadcast. It's hard to believe that our so-called experts and official authorities are even waiting for this to happen. But see, this is how when you get people in place who didn't earn their job, and it's all about me, 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 my group, my hyphen, my pronoun. In other words, group identity politics. Basically, you get people in place who are not qualified, who don't have standards and expectations, who didn't get the job via merit. And all they do is pass the buck, they're ass kissers, they're yes men, and that's what we have in place here in America today. So qualifications are now subjective because the powers that be need to choose people who have low standards because they want people who are willingly manipulated for their own personal benefit, their paycheck, their pension, their vacation. That's the people who they put in. Another word for it is sellout. So they're looking for traitors. So we have to be aware of all this stuff that's going on because the powers that be want to consolidate power, money, and control. They want to have 15-minute cities. They want fuel and food shortages. They want to delegitimize work. They want so they can bring in UBI. We've talked about this many times, and if I have time, I'll go into it again today. The forced bioweapons, they want you to consume any way you can. They want less security nationwide, just like open borders. That's why they want to confiscate all weapons. That's why they want to take all of our weapons and our money and send it to countries like Ukraine. So we become weaker. The inflation, the M2 money supply, the savings checking, disposable income, all crashing. Economic and ecological terrorism is everywhere. The Nord Stream pipeline bombing. Oh, yeah, Russia did it. Russia did it. No, it's done by the corrupt deep state, the Biden regime, and it's all been proven. So we have to be aware of the psyops, folks. Pardon my rant before I go into articles. But when you hear something about public shootings, it's done to take the people's ability away to protect themselves. Everything that we see, that we hear, is fake. They're rewarding mediocrity on purpose. Hence the terms, you know, like the with that ESG and all that stuff, which is environment, social, and governance, government, or EDI, which is equality, diversity, and inclusion. It's all designed to lower quality, to eliminate truth, to consolidate power, money, and control. It's about the agenda to eliminate expertise and skill sets, qualifications, proven results, safety, product or service, opportunity incentives, gone. Because your job is no longer earned. You get it because of what group you're in. The expectations, bars of standards, merits, everything is gone. And it's designed to increase animosity, decrease confidence in the system and your government and your country. It's to create infighting, chaos, race wars, anything wars, World War III. They just want destruction. They want chaos. And they do not want meritocracy. It's designed to destroy institutions and civilizations and legitimate voting and put people in place, like through the World Economic Forum, the UN, people who are the wealthiest people in the world who didn't earn their job and wasn't voted in. It's all a psyops. This is how they justify and rationalize hate. Oh, it's the white person. Oh, it's the white male. Oh, it's the heterosexual. Oh, it's the person with the Christian name. That's how they do it. And they rationalize a caste system for poor and middle class people, the bottom 93% at the same time. While people like Gates, Bezos, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Zuckerberg are basically pushing this whole agenda. Oh, it's the white male's fault. When they are the biggest white supremacists on the globe, and these people didn't even earn their jobs, they get nepotism connections for their job. They're all born on third base. Look at all the millions of dollars of inheritances of money, land, and businesses going to these poor people. Why the poor and middle class don't get the opportunities. It's a psyop, folks, and we have to be aware of the fraud. And fraud has no statute of limitations, so keep that in mind. All right, I'm going to go, pardon my rant, I'm going to go to published articles and interviews in the public domain. Listen up, folks. You're going to think I'm lying, but I'm going to give you the address and where to go to see this. FOIA evidence suggests Maricopa County did not perform logic and accuracy tests on 2022 tabulators. That is the tiny little bit of news that is going to be dwarfed about because of what I'm about to tell you. There's so much corruption, folks, and it's not just the state of Arizona. It's especially the state of Arizona and Maricopa County, and they named Pima County and a couple other counties. But there's a woman. Well, let me give the title of this article and interview, and it's all over. This is on band.video. It's on frankspeech.com. It's on the Gateway Pundit. It's all over the reputable alternative media sites. Investigator details rampant money laundering, election fraud, and racketeering, believe it or not, ready? Sinaloa cartel operation. And this person names Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs as a collaborator. Jacqueline Brager, this woman came out, and I'm going to get into a lot more detail on this story, but I want to mention a few stories in between, and you'll see why. Accused Governor Katie Hobbs, who's not even the real governor, we all know that Kerry Lake won, several of the Maricopa County supervisors, 12 Maricopa County Superior Court judges, and the mayor of Mesa of taking bribes from the Sinaloa drug cartel in the form of money laundered through a housing deed scam. You can't make this up, folks. There's no way you can make it up. Please, as Vince and I always says, do not believe a word we say. Please, I beg of you to do your own reading, research, and verification. This shows that government is inept, it's incapacitated, it's corrupt. When you start working with drug cartels, it's all over, folks. The U.S. government is gone. And here's an article. I've put a few articles in between because I'm going to pick up this context and the story again in a different. There's so many articles and interviews, and I've watched a lot of them, like from this lady Brager, a 45-minute deposition testimony that she did. Phenomenal. This lady is a hero. Look at it and see what a hero looks like. In other words, here's some of the consequences of these corrupt behaviors. Over 30 million lethal doses. Phoenix DEA, Tempe police seize over 4.5 million fentanyl pills, 140 pounds of fentanyl powder, 3,000 pounds of meth, and 130 kilograms of cocaine in a joint operation. That would probably kill half the country, folks. At least. I'm looking at the picture right now in this article. You wouldn't even believe it. You just can't even believe it. So in other words, Katie Hobbs and these judges that are implicated in this, the first thing they need to do is be arrested for murder. And where does fentanyl come from, folks? From China, most of it, right? Murder and treason is what Katie Hobbs and these folks should be arrested for right now. And Kerry Lake should be put in for governor right now. This next article here is, why did Rich just say that? The Dr. Holtz report says the CCP has infiltrated most sectors of American society, including government, media, businesses and schools, in preparation for an invasion. You remember the millions of Chinese exchange students in this country who got exemption from the jab, not to mention illegal immigrants? Think about that, folks. This is what we're dealing with. This is facts. And even Christy Noem, there's a special interest.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hi, everybody. We appreciate you being here. Welcome back. Right before the break, I was talking about an article about how special interest groups are blocking Governor Kristi Noem's move to stop China from buying South Dakota farmland. Isn't it a coincidence that China, Bezos, and Gates, all the people who want the Great Reset, the New World Order, less depopulation, are all on the same team? Is that not curious? Is that not curious that we, being not just China, not just the New World Order and the UN and the Council of Foreign Relations and all the people at the top, and a lot of people in the background, when you see people's names in the foregrounds, that means there's usually someone in the background who's pulling their strings. So keep that in mind. Especially when you see politicians, they are the people in the foreground because they have lost the ability to think for themselves, and they've been installed because they've been selected psychologically to be put in place because they know the people who run them, who run the puppets, know that they will be sellouts, treasonous, that they will basically put money, bribes, in their own pocket, or blackmail and threats, and sell out the American people and throw them under the bus. In other words, politicians today are just reading cue cards. They're followers. They're owned. They're no longer representing the people. It's controlled opposition and fear is what it is. But going back to China and this last article I just mentioned, are we at war with China? Yes, because they're part of the designed economic collapse. They're behind the World Health Organization. Is this Rich saying this? No. These are articles that we have given over many, many weeks and months and even years. How about the gain-of-function attack from Wuhan Lab? It's all been proven. Even the corrupt government's admitting it now. How about all the economic attacks? How about all the fentanyl over the border? All the weakness and wokeness, which, again, wokeness is lowering the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for a job across the board. How about China-owned World Health Organization and UN to take over our sovereignty during a pandemic? Is that not curious, folks? I think it's very obvious what's going on, and I think everybody's waking up right now, and that's why the powers that be are accelerating everything, because they know that we're waking up. Now, I'm going to go back to the article that everybody, I'm sure, dropped their jaw on and spilled their coffee this morning, and that's regarding the drug cartel, the corruption, especially the findings regarding Governor Katie Hobbs. And I just want to talk, I'm just going to mention one paragraph from this Brager lady, this very brave lady who came forward. And I'm just going to mention, in fact, a portion of, and then I'm going to go back in this article, because I could talk about this article and, or these articles and interviews and testimonies to the Arizona legislature for the rest of the broadcast. I do not have the time. But regarding the Katie Hobbs, I can't even call her governor because we know she's not. You know, for those of you in Arizona, your property values are going to be non-existent. I'm just telling you right now because of this news. Non-existent. So take into account just the documents in her name are as follows. And I'm basically, I'm not even paraphrasing. I'm going to pick out little pieces of quotes. There are 9 deeds of trust in the name of Kathleen M. Hobbs and her husband from 1997 to 2022, which essentially means, and this is Brager talking, that they either purchased or refinanced a home every 2 to 3 years, which is statistically not likely, but even more so, when 6 of 9 deeds of trust were recorded within the 10-year period between 97 and 2007, the concentration of which between 2001-2005, which was during Ms. Hobbs' tenure at Emerge Arizona. When researching the documents filed with the Corporation Commission for Emerge Arizona, we found that these documents evidence hand signing and hand printing that belongs to Brittany and Donna. I'm going to get to them. If one was to guess, and it's just a guess on our part, Emerge Arizona seems to have been formed as a medium to attract women interested in politics and bribe them through the proper scheme to...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA News Update. 9 candidates are running for mayor of Chicago, Illinois in today's general election. If no candidate receives more than 50% of the vote, a runoff election will take place on April 4th. This as new revelations are being made by the news publication The Daily Mail, accusing current mayor, Democrat Lori Lightfoot's office, of making prison inmates vote for her. Chicago journalist William Kelly on Fox News last night.
It would be ironic at best if Mayor Lightfoot makes the runoff due to the jail vote.
6 leaders, including 2 commanders and 4 of their subordinates, were fired from a key Air Force nuclear base in North Dakota without explanation yesterday. Major General Andrew Cabrera, the two-star in charge of Air Force nuclear units under the 8th Air Force, says they lost their jobs due to a loss of confidence in their ability to lead. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? Today you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Alright, everybody, welcome back. I have so much information. I could talk about this article, these interviews, for 10 hours, but I'm going to try to find certain excerpts. And because of the last break, I didn't get to finish the last two sentences. So I'm going to start from the beginning of one sentence and mention these last two that I wanted to say. If I were to guess, this is coming from Brager. This is just a guess on our part. Emerge Arizona seems to have been formed as a medium to attract women interested in politics and bribe them through the proper scheme to adopt positions of power and to further the goals and objectives of the cartel. Most of these deeds have been fraudulently notarized, meaning that one or multiple parties' names in the transaction are either not present or do not exist at all. You talk about lack of transparency. transparency, and experts and official authorities literally betraying the trust of the people and corrupting their own professional. This is a great example. These people should be arrested now, and Carrie Lake should be installed as governor because she won. The article, and there's so many of this context regarding this story, this is on the Gateway Pundit, and it's titled Shocking. Arizona Senate House Elections presenter claims that Sinaloa cartel uses bribes, money laundering, election fraud to control elected officials and traffic drugs, humans, and ballots in Arizona. Humans. That's, by the way, code for children, folks. So there's this Jacqueline Brager. We all need to put her on a pedestal because she is truly a hero, and she works for the Harris Thaler Law Corporation. And by the way, John Thaler, who's involved in this, is what the head lawyer. He's had 6 attempts on his life, and Brager basically is an Arizona resident and a forensic investigator with the Law Corporation. So she investigates racketeering, corruption. She holds degrees in marketing and finance and financial accounting, business statistics, economics, business strategy. She's very well qualified. So these words, I want to mention some of the things that's happening today with Arizona that's been already investigated. The receipts have been found. This is why that you have to use the word alleged, because it hasn't gone to a court. And let me just do a little side tangent here. When I look at the comments, you know what the majority of the comments say about what's happening in Arizona? And this is the same stuff in other states too. You know what they're saying? America is too corrupt, sold out, that nothing's going to happen. I want you to think about that, how sad that is. So anyway, going back to this situation, there's over 120,000 documents which include fake notarizations, fake deeds of trust, fraudulent buyers, sellers or fake sellers of real estate property transactions. You can't even make this stuff up, folks, as well as other companies in real estate, such as real estate brokers, mortgage companies, title companies, escrow companies. It's unbelievable how many people are involved in what's going on. So basically, there's multiple racketeering enterprises, which includes narcotic sale, money laundering, tax evasion, payroll theft, bankruptcy fraud, life insurance fraud, auto insurance fraud, bribing of elected and appointed officials, creating and modifying public record, falsifying public licenses related credentials, swatting individuals who pose threats because they tell the truth, and last but not least, election fraud. Katie Hobbs needs to be arrested right now, and Carrie Lake needs to be put in as governor, folks. This is unbelievable. I mean, I don't even know. This is so lengthy what I'm looking at right now. You know, money laundering, tax evasion, I mean, narcotics trafficking, hacking into databases, skimming money from the state-run programs, fabricating public records, bribing public officials, including judges, police officers, judicial assistants, inspectors, assessors, accountants, bribing even private professionals, such as real estate agents and brokers, bankruptcy fraud, election fraud, creating fake ballots, manipulating others to influence among the 2020 election. This is not just Maricopa County. This is Pima County and I think a couple others. And Carrie Lake has had attempts on her life as well as her daughter. This is big, folks. Basically, this should end government as we know it. And to date, there's tens of thousands of falsified documents and up to 30, 40,000 warranty deeds and trust deeds evidencing fraudulent transactions that exist in the database. Illinois' notarizations alone exceed over 15,000. The city of Mesa is a racketeering organization in this report as well. There's so much criminal activity, I can barely speak right now. The government of Arizona at every level should be disbanded right now. Right now. It's unbelievable. And those of you taxpayers are paying for it all. Remember, look, we've given so much information on voter fraud, election fraud, foreign interference. Little old me has given over 3,000 pieces of facts, evidence, proof, and truth on this. Do you remember the improper ballot image size and paper size and the heat maps and all the and remember when all the machines broke down and the ballots were rejected and there was all those long lines? They put all the calamity that happened on top of the Republican heat map section. It fitted like a glove. This is all planned. Okay, folks, I really don't know. There's just so much. I got an article right here. Carson County resident says video shows ballot shredding. State is supposed to be investigating. Or do they even investigate? Or do they just put out their palms and wait for it to be greased? And guess where this is, folks? Guess where I'm calling from? Montana. This is in Red Lodge. Look, we had over 600,000 legit voters and over 120,000 invalid votes in Montana. 56,000 was stolen. A Montana election should not have been certified either. We have illegal votes with no signature matched with envelopes. Counties accepted illegal dollars for elections. Seals were broken, and they said it was adjusted for altitude. Total BS, and we use ESNS machines. Only like 10 counties in Montana hand count. It's all fraud, folks. And no statute of limitation on fraud. Look, we've given so much proof on chain of custody, voting from vacant lots, deleting memory cards, people voting over 100 years old, fake absentee ballots, corrupt down ballot votes, corrupt voter rolls, machines flipping votes, designated designer software, vote mail by fraud. What do you think this whole COVID thing, part of the reason of this COVID thing was to create voter fraud, mail drop boxes, mail-in ballots. So the U.S. Postal Service can handle the ballots. Do you know the U.S. Postal Service got exempt from the death jab? No coincidence there, right, folks? How about no proof of ID? More votes than voters. Phantom votes here. Phantom votes there. No signature verification. You know, Mike Lindell created a great show on Inside the Machines, more proof of the steal. We have no voting standards, everything's manipulated, and none of it should be certified. Okay, I'm still doing the variety package, believe it or not, folks, I always do before I go into individual categories. U.S. Stonewall's Nord Stream UN investigation. Russia says, we know, they know, and everybody knows the USA is lying. And this is a quote from Russia spokeswoman Maria Zakharova. Well, Maria, I would like to share with you some pieces of information. And Maria, you're 100% right. You're 100% correct. Here in America, when anything goes wrong, it's either Trump's fault or Putin/Russia's fault. It's a joke. Look, Ukraine is even part of NATO, and we're giving all of our weapons and all of our cash to them in the hundreds of billions of dollars. You know why this is, Maria? It's because your country does not want to be submissive to this so-called reset Green New Deal, everybody control type thing. So that means your leaders are more for your people than our so-called installed puppet leaders who didn't win the election. And Maria, 80% of the U.S. people are against this war, 80% as per the polls. So I want you, when you say it's the U.S. are lying, the Americans are lying, I want to correct you a little bit there, please. No, it's our installed puppet, corrupt, tyrannical government that's lying and created the Nord Stream pipeline. They're protecting their own butts and covering up crimes from biolabs, money laundering like FTX and Sam Bankman fraud, which has been proven because we've given the articles and interviews published in the public domain. I mean, Maria, I want you to just think about where we are regarding some of the things happening in Ukraine. Let me share with you, Maria, some articles. The United States readies an additional $10 billion in economic assistance for Ukraine, says Yellen. So we're probably in the $200 billion range while we're going broke and can't feed ourselves. On purpose, by design, Maria. U.S.-based firms are among Ukraine's largest landowner, says a report. Ukrainian school children are told to report on their parents for watching Putin's speech. I saw a lot of excerpts from Putin's speech. He sounded pretty doggone normal to me. He wants a ceasefire. He wants peace. But he needs to be the scapegoat as well as your country. Here's another one. Ukraine says it will be the first country to implement the Great Reset by launching social credit scores, universal basic income, digital ID, and the vaccine. This is why, Maria, because they want to have major depopulation. And the U.S. plans to kill.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich, you've been sitting in for Vince while he's fixing his tractor. And Jason, I want to apologize. I should have thanked you earlier in the broadcast, but I went on a rant. Jason and crew is in charge of engineering broadcast in Minnesota. I want to say thank you to Jason and whoever else is helping him. So anyway, going back to my responses and to Maria Zakharova, who's a Russian spokeswoman. Look, Maria, we know here in America that Putin is definitely not a Boy Scout, but we also know that our situation here at home is corrupt. It needs to be cleaned up, and it's treasonous. And let me just share some more published articles to you, Maria, of what we're dealing with as Americans. This is a report. Biden's DOD, that's our Department of Defense, allowed an unsecured server to spill sensitive American military emails online. I know it sounds like I make this stuff up, but Maria, I don't. Everything is published in the public domain, whether it be articles or interviews, and I take the bullet points to share with the people. DOD conspired with Communist China to unleash the COVID vaccine bioweapons on citizens. These are published articles in the public domain, Maria. This is what we're dealing with. FBI employees caught drunk driving, stealing, losing weapons, internal memos reveal. Arkansas police rule suicide in death of Clinton aide found hanging from a tree with a shotgun blast to the chest. First they couldn't find the gun. Now they said they can find it because they're trying to legitimize that this is really a suicide and not an Arkansas death. Next, Biden has spent 303 days, in other words, 40% of his presidency on vacation. And the Hungarian PM, Prime Minister, calls for UN investigation of the Biden Nord Stream terror attack. This is very scary, folks. Basically, what this is, what he has done, or he probably didn't do it, his people did, was basically started war because everything that was done here, including any war, needs to be approved by Congress, Maria. That shows how corrupt we are. Majority disapprove of the federal government's handling of the Ohio derailment. Oh, I got a lot on that. Public school district not using preferred pronouns can lead to death. This is our public schools talking, Maria. American corporations plan expansion across communist China. Think about that. signals he will reveal explosive information on the Biden crime family after being arrested by political motivated charges. You see, Maria, this is what we deal with here in America. So what you said is absolutely 100% true, and the alternative media is trying to right the ship. We are the only ones doing our job, because nobody in public service or government or big corporations are doing so. Okay, moving on. Higher cognitive ability, less concern for political correctness. What this study basically says is if you're woke, you're stupid, because you are have been designated to be a follower. Look, what we need to do is think moves ahead. That's why the best chess players and pool players think 3, 4, 5, 6 moves ahead. If you're thinking one move ahead, and the powers that be have the ability to get you riled up, emotionally charged, you've lost your ability to critically think. Okay? That's what's happening here, folks. That's what we're seeing. All right, moving on. 5 environmentalists flying to Ohio die in a plane crash, and they work for company testing water in East Palestine, Ohio. Does that not look a little suspicious? Basically, a metal plant mysteriously exploded earlier this week, and these people died in a plane. Do you think they might have had some information, folks? Look, we're seeing sabotage across the board. Here's another great article. A U.S. diversity officer who claimed to be part Latino, part South Asian, part Arab. You can't make this stuff up. Her mother came out and said, this lady, who happens to be a Muslim activist, Raquel Saraswati, I'm sure, as usual, I'm not pronouncing that correct, but her mother came out and said, she's as white as the driven snow. This is what happens when you hire people based on their designation and what they say they are, what they look like, what gender they are, what gender they identify as, what sexual orientation, what skin pigmentation. You eliminate anything that makes work worthwhile. And this is what these people want. So all this white supremacy stuff, people are identifying as whatever, while Soros, Gates, Bezos, Schwab, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, the Morgans, the Carnegie, Kissinger, Zuckerberg have no accountability, and they have controlled deception and sabotage. I'll be right back after this break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.